Jason Dunn is back for a fresh talk with The Antidote. Jason, this has been way too long.
It really has, man. I'm going to blame you for that. You promised me breakfast like 2 years ago, and I'm starving, Dave. I'm starving.
Now that you're back home, we're going to make this happen.
All right. I'm holding you to it, man.
You know, there might be a few listeners who don't know about you and the band you founded, Hawk Nelson. You got to agree that Hawk Nelson was huge.
I agree to disagree. We were okay. We had great fans. I always hoped for more, though.
Oh, come on. You guys performed in a movie. You were on NBC. You're the big deal.
My parents were proud, so that's good.
That's what's important.
That's right.
I think you're going to be crushed by what I'm going to say. Jason Dunn is the least dependable artist in the music scene. And that's because you've gone all over the map with your music. You did the pop punk with Hawk Nelson, Celtic folk of Dunner, alt rock with Lights Go Down, even a few worship songs like the one you sent me last year, Holy Forever. Does this mean you don't have any limits or you just can't stay focused?
Probably a combination of the two. You know, I went through a season of not doing anything where, you know, I left Hawk in 2012. I did Lights Go Down for a blip in the radar for like 6 or 7 months. And then I just kind of shut everything down and kind of hit restart on my entire life, not only musically, but just personally, you know, and had a lot of things to figure out. And then once I felt like I kind of got things back together, just personally, then a huge like influx of creativity just kind of hit me. So rather than do one at a time, I did like 8 projects all at once. And which brings me to today.
But I mean, you started Hawk Nelson when you were what, 17?
That's correct. And
you didn't have a chance to grow up.
No, even though I thought I was fully adulting then, I couldn't have been more wrong, you know?
So now you're here and you're about to release the new album, formerly known as. So what can we expect to hear?
I say it like this. If Hawk Nelson was still around with me as their front man, this would be the album. Hawk Nelson is no more. This is just me, baby. And I hope it's everything you ever wanted, pun intended.
I've only heard a pair of songs from formerly known as, because you haven't sent me a copy. I'm kind of crushed by that.
Well, I was going to bring it to you when we had breakfast, but you know.
Yeah, but I didn't make the call.
Yeah, see? Man, it's all connected.
One of those songs I've already aired on The Antidote, Divided States of America. Now, you've just had a big tour in the States. How did people there respond to the song?
The West Coast a lot better than the Southern U.S. But you know what, man? It was never written about any political party or any side, left or right. The idea behind the song was written to be like, hey, like, we are not connected on anything culturally, not even just in America. I mean, as a society in general, we're like, we are divided on everything. Like, you could talk about anything and people aren't really seeing right down the middle, where I tend to always try to keep my vantage point at. It's either way left or way right, and it's getting more and more divisive every single day. And for years, I was like, man, someone needs to write a song called Divided States of America. And then I just finally did it. It's kind of the reprise to Letters to the President from 2004. So there you have it.
I thought there was a connection there. Now you just fessed up to it.
It's true. Guilty.
The thing is, with formerly known as, you dove in and made that into a full length. I thought you might have gone the EP route instead. Does this mean you've just got so many stories to tell?
Yeah, you know what, man? This has been 15 years in the making. A lot of these songs aren't even new ideas. Some of them are, but like a lot of them are, they come from places of hurt, growing up, starting over, and kind of where I'm at right now today as a dad and as a husband. But like, there's a song on there, for instance. It's funny, I actually played it for you many, many years ago when we attempted aid and effect. At the time, I called it Dopamine just because that was the working title, but it was actually a letter I'd written to my former bandmates in Hawk Nelson. All the things I wanted to say, but didn't really know how to say it. So there's a song I called, it's called Dear Hawk. And that one means a lot to me. I mean, they all mean a lot to me, but that one, for whatever reason, it just seems to really sticks out to me.
So then is this release really an homage to Hawk Nelson?
No. The opening track is called Billy and Forcey, which kind of tells the entire story of leaving Hawk Nelson to the feelings of leaving the band and them continuing without me, to wondering what's going to be next, into finally getting my feet back on the ground musically, and then just kind of giving it not one more go, but just kind of getting that extra, that wind in my sails where I'm ready to tackle this again. So that's the opening song. And then the closing song is called Reclaiming My Estate, which they kind of both serve as like bookends, where it tells the same message, but it's just like, you know what? If I didn't try this again, I know in 10 years I'd be kicking myself for not trying it, you know? So yeah, a lot of these songs do talk about the good old days, but also talking about what's coming up next. I got songs about my kids on there, songs about my wife on there. It's a lot more mature. I think it's probably the most mature album I've ever written. With all the Hawk stuff, the songs were always written from the fans' perspective. We always try to think about what are they going through that we can help them relate to our music. Mm-hmm. Where this is more a lot personal, like these are the things that I went through and this is what I dealt with. And maybe you guys can latch on and connect and see, maybe you can be where I was at and kind of relate. So it's a bit different in that sense.
Talking about personal, what do your kids think about your music? Do they get up and dance along with dad?
No, they don't care for it. I don't blame them. My daughters are Swifties.
Okay, I'm embarrassed by that, but that's all right.
I know, me too. I'm not dad of the year. You know, I didn't win that. There's no nomination this year for me.
Well, another one of the stories that you bring out on the album is on the song Hope. And you tell your listeners, I've grown so tired, I'm alone and unaware, like rain on a fire. But that can't be your own story. I mean, you always come across as being so confident.
Yeah, man, that song was written in 2012, where I had just left the band and I had still a management team based out of Nashville, which were very much industry focused. Without going into too much detail, I left the band out of a lot of disdain for the music industry. I had lost faith of my own at that point, and I just really wanted to just kind of tap out. So I had written the song out of a place of hurt and confusion, but at the same time, I had management pulling me to like, you got to write this song for Christian radio, you know, which I would never do today. I think for myself now. So there was a part of me that didn't even want to record that song when I did. So we did it. And then I just kind of fell off the map after that. Upon finding faith again in the last decade, rediscovering that song in old demos, I re-recorded it at the end of last year in more of a, I don't know, just a different perspective, I guess, where that one is probably the closest one for other people. So you are right to say that it's not me today, but it certainly tells the story of my 3 years leaving Hawk and where I was just in that state of mind, I guess, back then.
Do you ever find it tough to be self-revealing in your music?
Kind of, but at the same time, man, I've always been a pretty open book. So you don't ever have to really guess what I'm thinking. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So why not do the same with my music, right?
Right. How do you think your fans are going to respond to Formerly Known As?
You know what? I get nervous every time, and I've always been that way. Even when we had a high success as a band, you know, you release, get ready to release an album. You're like, oh, I haven't heard back from so-and-so. I'm like, oh, they're going to hate it. I sent out the album to a few people for them to review it like months ago, and I still haven't heard back from them. So I'm like, oh my gosh, do they hate it? What are they going to say? But then I did do a pre-order and I sent out a few hundred like CDs and vinyls, And the response has been incredible so far. So that keeps me excited and charged up to keep pushing this thing. And right now I'm trying to find the line between living in nostalgia, you know, being on the road, playing all these Hawk Nelson songs that people grew up on. You know, you want to always give them that, but you also want them to appreciate the new stuff as well. So I'm still figuring that out. And hopefully people will really be into this. I hope in 20 years from now, Dave, they'll be singing these songs with me still too.
As they push you up onto stage in your wheelchair.
That's right.
Jason, I got to thank you for coming and sharing about the new music, and have fun with the new album.
I will, man. Thanks so much for having me.